Parsha is Vayishlach. Yaakov Avinu, when he's returning to Eretz Yisrael, he sends out messengers to Esav, and he says he's returning. And the messengers come back, and they tell him that Esav is coming out in his direction, and he has 400 men with him. And then the pasuk says, "Vayira Yaakov Mo'od Vayetzalai." Yaakov is very fearful. And one of the things that he does is, obviously, he davens to Hashem, and he says, "Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Avi Avraham Elokei Avi Yitzchak." He calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "Elokei Avi Avraham and Elokei Avi Yitzchak, right? You are the Hashem of my grandfather Avraham, my father Yitzchak." Very nice tefillah. Comes along with Chatzka Levenstein Zatzal, the Bonavish Mashkiach, and he asks as follows: who is Yaakov coming to Davin for assistance from? Who does he want Hashem to save him from? Not from Lavan. That was last week's parsha. This week's parsha is coming to Davin that Hashem should help save him from Esav. And who does he call out to? He calls out to the Hashem, the Elohim of his grandfather Avram, and the Elohim of his father Yitzchak. Well, says the Chatzkom, "Hello, Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's the Elohim of Avraham, Avraham is not only your grandfather, Avraham is also Esav's grandfather. And Yitzchak is not only your father, he's also Esav's father. Leila, if you're davening him to save you from Lavan, okay. So you have a personal relationship. Avraham and Yitzchak, they're your ancestors. They're your father and grandfather, not Lavan's. But when it comes to Esav, right? The same Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Esav can call out the same way. There's no advantage. Why did he use those terms?" So the Mashkiach answers as follows. He says, "Who has Chusavos? Chusavos isn't necessarily just based on biology. It's also, to a certain extent, based on ideology. And therefore, one who follows in the ways of Avraham and Yitzchak has the schus to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to plead based on schus avos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him. But if one totally abandons the ways of one's ancestors and chooses a totally different derech in life, then he loses out on that schus avos. And therefore, when he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he were to say, 'Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak,' HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was, 'Why are you calling me Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak? They treated me one way, and you turned totally in a different direction. You don't have those schus avos.' And therefore, it was every, not only right, but schus and merit, that Yaakov had, that he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even, not only against Lavan, but even against Esav, and he calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to him as Avi, Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak." That's the Teretz of the Mashkiach case. But it may not be so simple. At the beginning, a few psukim earlier, as soon as Yaakov hears that Lavan is coming towards him, so it says, "Vayira Yaakov Ma'od." Yaakov is very fearful. Why is he so fearful? Because the Mefarshim suggests different things. But the Das Kenim in Bali HaTosfot, basically based on a Medrash Rabba, say as follows: "Vayira Yaakov Yarei Haya." Why was he so fearful? Shayoel Esav Zchus Shekibed Abayim. Behulo Kiem Kvar Avro Esim Shana. Says he was worried that Esav has something over him. Esav has been Mekayim Kibed Abayim for the last 20 years. He's been serving his father Yitzchak. And Yaakov has been away from home for 20 years. And he hasn't been Mekayim Kibed Abayim. And he says, maybe the schus of Kibud Av will stand in Esav's stead, and he'll be in trouble, Yaakov. Inami, alternatively, Shiyolalos Chus Eretz Yisrael, who are Yabachutzlah, Bachutzlah Eretz. Or, for the last 20 years, Esav has the Chus has been living in Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov has been in Chutzlah for 20 years. So he's worried about the Chuyos that Esav has, the Tiburav, of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and he, Yaakov, has been lacking that for the last 20 years. But if that's the case, so maybe it's not so helpful to call out the Lokei of the Avraham, the Lokei of the Yitzchak. If what you're worried about are the Zechuyot of Esav, so maybe Esav, with those Zechuyot, has the same relationship as the Lokei of the Avraham, the Lokei of the Yitzchak. Okay, in other areas Esav has gone up the Derech. But at least in these areas, he's similar to Yaakov. He's better than Yaakov. And maybe he has chutz avos in that area. And if he has this chutz mitzvah and he has this chutz avos, so how's it going to help Yaakov to call out the lokei of Yaakov and the lokei of Yitzchak? So I think the answer is based on the following, and Blumstein alludes to that as well. Was Yitzchak, was Esav really being Mekayim Kibarov? Was Esav really fulfilling this mitzvah? So in a certain sense, yes. After all, he feeds his father. After all, at the end of Parshas Toldos, Vayar Esav, Kiroz, Benos Kanan, Bnei Yitzchak Ovid, he sees that his father doesn't like the daughters of Canaan. So he rushes and he marries the daughter of Yishmael. And after all, he decides that even though he hates Yaakov and he wants to kill Yaakov, that he's not going to kill Yaakov as long as Yitzchak's alive. That would be so terrible to wouldn't do that to his father. But if we think about it for a moment, right below the surface area, you begin to realize there really is no kibbutz here at all. He sees Rose Benos Kanan Bnei Yitzchak Aviv. He marries the daughters of Yishmael, the daughter of Yishmael. But what does he do with his chiti wives? Does he divorce them?
Mm-hmm.
No, he keeps them. The pasuk says that he takes machalat achas nevayev al nashav lo leisha. Says Rashi, host of Rishal Rishaso. He added one rishas on top of another. Shalogarish and Sarishanus, he doesn't divorce his original wife. And you come along and you'll tell me, yeah, he's a big kibbutz person because he doesn't want to kill Yaakov despite his anger while his father's alive. And after his father's dead, so that's okay for kibbutz to go kill your brother. I mean, that's fine. Now your father wouldn't mind. Now it's you can be mechabed up. If I don't kill my brother when my father's alive, I only kill him when he's dead. Esav has a very warped sense of kibbutz. It's not really kibbutz. It's not really walking and going in the derech of the kibbutz of Avram, the kibbutz of Yitzchak. It's a facade of a kibbutz, but right below the surface area, there's no real respect for his father. And a similar one can say to Rabbi Yishev Eretz Yisrael, yes, he's living in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's important to live in Eretz Yisrael. But why is it so important to live in Eretz Yisrael? It's important to live in Eretz Yisrael because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, and one wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The famous Gemara in Sota, the Gemara asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to move, come into Eretz Yisrael? What was so important? Did he want to eat Jaffa oranges and Carmel tomatoes? That's why he wanted, Lechom Yipirya. He wanted to eat the fruit. Because their Jaffa oranges were so much better than sun-kissed. That's why he came to Eretz Yisrael. No, he wanted to be kind to Mitzvah Zakhli as far as he wanted to reach a higher level of Kedusha. So if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and he's striving for a higher level of Kedusha, then he has that tremendous course on Mitzvah. But if he's living in Eretz Yisrael and he's working in the opposite direction, and he's running away from Kedusha, and he's living a life that totally, totally lacks Kedusha, then he really doesn't have that mitzvah. Below the surface level, the mitzvah is tremendously lacking. And therefore, even in such a situation, Yaakov Avinu has the only Zechus Avos, even regarding the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and regarding the mitzvah of Chibarav, he can still come along and say, Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. Yes, initially he's concerned and he's afraid, and he's saying, Yaakov Esav has some sort of Chibarav, and some sort of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael's chut in his favor. But in reality, Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, it's not really there. It's not really the way that the mitzvah is supposed to be done, the way we learn from Avram, the way we learn from Yitzchak. And consequently, Yaakov Avinu comes along and he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, even on these issues, Esav has no zechus avos. Two weeks ago was Shabbat Chevron. And I've never been in Chevron on Shabbos Chevron on Parshas Chayisara. But I well imagine that it must be something quite unique and quite special. You have thousands of people coming from all over Eretz Yisrael. I understand some people who even Dafka coming from Chutzlar at this time of year. To be able to reconnect with the Yer HaAvos. And it seems like just such a wonderful, amazing thing, wanting to really, whether it's to reconnect with our ultimate roots, with the Avos and the Himos, with Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Sarah and Rivka and Leah, and to go back to a certain extent to where we started from, and that despite all the trials and tribulations and not being able to be in heaven for so many years. The story is told, my father, Zichron Livracha, told me that my grandfather came here in the 1920s and how you can only go into the seventh step. If you ever hear people talk about it, the Arabs didn't let Jews into any part of the building of the Maaseh Machpelah. There were steps outside and you could only go up to the seventh step and you know, you couldn't go into the eighth step and the Arab guards would, and hear people come in and kandavin and go into all Yitzchak. It seems like such a wonderful, wonderful thing. Really a tremendous chus for Am Yisrael. Recently, someone told me, quite recently, that not everything that went on in Shabbos Chevron was something that would gain from us tremendous chus avos. I'm assuming that it had to do with the minority of the people who were there, and I'm quite certain it had nothing to do with anybody here. But nevertheless, it's troubling. That, you know, on a Shabbos which should be such a ruchnius Shabbos that the outside of Maaseh Machpelah should become just one big social scene, or that even worse, that it becomes a place in Hebron, in Kiryas Arba for partying, for drinking. I just found it so troubling. I guess I'm very naive. Like, I thought, like, Shabbos Chevron. Even if it's a minority, but it's still troubling. And you say to yourself, the people here that will come along and they'll tell you, oh, big schuss to be in Chevron and Shabbos Chevron. It's only a big schuss to be in Chevron and Shabbos Chevron if you're going in the ways of the people who are buried there in Maaseh Machpelah. And Esav's head doesn't count, you know, that's not what we're talking about. You know, for people to come along and, you know, to, oh, Shabbos Chevron, it's a big school, whatever, and to engage in partying Friday nights and drinking, and, you know, they are not. What's the stuff? They can come along and they can say, okay, Avi Avraham, the okay, Avi Yitzchak. I don't know how far it's going to get them. And that's what we need to be careful about. It's always easy to point fingers at other people or look at them. But we also have to look at ourselves at times. And we have to make sure that when we're doing the right thing, we're doing it correctly. Because sometimes we can be doing what appears to be, we're doing the right thing on paper. But you can be doing the right thing in all the wrong way. Now, on paper, it could be the right thing to go to Hebron and Parshas Chayisara. And I assume, I really do, that everybody here and the vast, vast majority of people who went were doing it the right way. But we always have to be careful about ourselves to make sure we not only do the right thing, but we do it in the correct manner. And then, if we do that, then we can truly, in our tefillos and our davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and call Him Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, v'Elokei Yaakov. And with that schus, we should be zocher to maybe go El Ivnei V'Neihem, Eman Shmo V'Yahav.